In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to begin this morning by telling you I really don't like gimmicky sermons. And if this sermon is gimmicky in any way, I apologize. I promise you I'm not wearing white shoes. And at no point during the course of this morning's sermon will I say, friends. But some of you might understand what I'm getting at as we get to the end of the sermon. Anyway, the real beginning of the sermon is this. It is to quote the words of the cherubic hymn that we sing before the great entrance, and that you hear the clergy recite. Part of that cherubic hymn says this: Let us set aside all the cares of life, that we may receive the King of all. Let us set aside all the cares of life, that we may receive the King of all. And that really captures the spirit of this time of year, when we are called to turn away from the distractions of this world so that we can live out the spirit of Great Lent. The one of the hymns chanted by the choir after the small entrance, the entrance with the gospel, says this: You who are the source of all wisdom and discernment, instructor of the ignorant and champion of the poor, strengthen my heart, O Master, and grant me understanding. O Word of the Father, bring words to my lips, that nothing would keep me from crying out to you. In your compassion, have mercy on me, for I have fallen. And that is the hymn of the day, if you will, and it is the spirit of the day. Strengthen my heart and grant me understanding, that nothing would keep me from crying out to you. In your compassion, have mercy upon me, for I have fallen. Now, this business of tending to our salvation in the face of all distractions is easier said than done. Just think about everything that's going to happen between now and the time that we gather here to celebrate the resurrection. This is no joke, and all of us will appreciate it's no joke, but April 15th will come and go. It will be tax time and everything that runs along with that. The gathering of documents, the preparing of taxes, or sending them off to your accountant. Of course, all of us will continue to work during that time period. We will have families that we will be taking care of, praying for, worrying about sometimes. The election season will continue for those who have not tired of the 24-hour news cycle. That will be a distraction. And then there's sports. By the time we reach Pascha, Major League Baseball will be in full swing. We'll have come and gone with regard to the NCAA basketball tournament. And I think by May 1st, the NBA season will be about one-fourth of the way over. No basketball fans here, obviously. And what I want to propose this morning is, in the face of all these distractions, that we follow the advice laid out for us this morning, not only in the hymnology, but in the scripture readings, and that we look at the distractions of this world and we learn to turn the switch off, OFF, with regard to all of the things that divert our mind from the kingdom of God. Now, what's the O in the OFF? Well, the O is obedience, not opinion. In the epistle reading this morning, we hear these words: As for the man who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not for disputes over opinions. Welcome somebody weak in faith, but not for disputes over opinions. And I really like that a lot, from a couple of perspectives. One is that very often in discussions, we'll hear people say, oh, come on, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, which is something I agree with. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But if, God forbid, right now I were to collapse, I see a cardiologist, a paramedic, and a nurse, I value your three opinions over anybody else's. Now, I love all of you, but opinions are of different values. And when it comes to the church, opinions are a different value, which is why the church demands of us not so much our opinions, but our obedience. Now, what kind of obedience? Obedience to what at this time of year? Well, here's what the gospel reading says. The Lord said, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So, what does the church want us to be obedient to? Well, that brings us to the first of two F's, and that is this, to fast. You know, as Orthodox, we don't have the luxury of saying, oh, here's what I'm giving up for Lent. We don't do that. The church tells us specifically how to fast, and we fast for so many reasons, to soften our hearts, to conform our will to God's will, to increase our vigilance, to become more discerning, and the list goes on and on and on. And if anybody here has questions about how to fast, they should talk to the priest whom they see for confession. Talk to their spiritual father. Now, this sermon is not really long enough to justify an intermission, but there is an intermission nonetheless in this sermon. A couple of weeks ago, I had occasion to go to the clergy laity conference and then the priest retreat at the ranch, and then I ended up driving the presenter home. And the presenter is a very interesting man, a little bit younger than I, from Greece, Father Vasilios Thermos. And he is an MD psychiatrist, a PhD psychologist, and a priest of almost 30 years. And in the course of one of the question and answer sessions after one of his presentations, I asked him this question, and it was a question not to put him on the spot or to put anyone on the spot, but I was truly interested in his answer. And I said, Father, do you think that today in the Orthodox Church, 21st century, and I cited historical things here and there. I said, do you think that every parishioner should have a spiritual father? And without even pausing, he goes, yes, absolutely. And so that's it. That's right from the horse's mouth. Because I could make the argument both ways, but he said, no, every Christian needs to have a spiritual father. So if you have questions about fasting, see your spiritual father. And now that brings us to the second of two F's in our word off, O-F-F, and that second F is also described in the gospel reading. It's not fasting, but it's forgiving. Forgiving. And we have to forgive, because if we don't forgive, there's just a lot of noise going around in our head as we allow people and circumstances to live rent-free in our minds. Now, how to forgive? That's a good question. Well, we've preached about this subject before, and we will preach about it again. But I would say at this point in anyone's life, as we begin Great Lent, if you're still having trouble forgiving, then go to see your father confessor. Do that. And honestly, if you don't go see him and you're having trouble forgiving, chances are you'll probably never learn to forgive on your own. It's just too difficult. So that's our little turning off of the switch, obedience, fasting, and forgiveness. Turning off of the switch so that the distractions of the world around us won't drown out this wonderful spirit that we're supposed to have this time of year. Because make no mistake about it, this is crunch time for Orthodox Christians right now. And the epistle says that, right? Brethren, salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery, licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. It's right there, it's for us. That is our charge today as we begin Great Lent. And instead of doing those things, what does the church tell us to do? Well, this is from the Gospel reading. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, where thieves do not break in and destroy. Lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. How do we learn to lay up these treasures? Realize that the world around us is filling us with distractions. But through obedience, fasting, and forgiveness, the church today teaches us how to turn that switch off.